right, a little four block for you folks. That was Mark Cassar with CRH to Hung Zhu. Before that, you heard Instinct Voices over PA with Constant Points of Data. You heard Inlaid with My Way, and you heard Ugh with Mud and Bugs. And you are currently, and have been for the last hour and 32 minutes, listening to Syrup Moose Radio, and I hope you've been having a good time. This is a fun show, I think. So I hope that you are having fun listening to it. We're going to keep things trucking. I got a bit more music, and then we're going to say goodbye. I'm so sorry. Except, not really, because, come on, today's almost over. I got stuff to do. You got stuff to do. Let's get to it. We got more. Let's check it out. We'll be right back. Destroyer. Sometimes the file names for these DistroKid stuff is backwards, and I should have checked, but I didn't. What's going on, everybody? You're listening to Syrup Moose Radio. You just heard a whole bunch of very cool Canadian music, and we are just about done this show. Gonna play, I got a few more songs left that I'm looking forward to that have been in my rotation or that I just thought you might like to hear. This next one, the band my wife discovered, and I actually played last week on the show as well. Not the same song, but the same artist. That is a band called Wallows. And the fun fact about the band Wallows is that they feature the young fella from the show 13 Reasons Why, which I know is a deeply controversial show. So it is good that his music makes for good backup, because I know people did not respond super well to that show. I don't know. Maybe he's getting work and I should mind my own business. But anyway, this is Scrawny by Wallows. Honestly, the song's just been stuck in my head and I got to play it. And then we're going to come back one more time or two more times, and it's going to be the end of the show. Wallows, Scrawny, starting. Oh, I'm just watching. I could move it. This is pre-recorded. It doesn't matter. We're we'll be back. You're listening to Syrup Moose Radio. Thank you, and please enjoy this absolute bop of a song. Thanks. Was Wallows with Scrawny. Shout out to my wife Melissa for turning me onto that band, because they're catchy as hell. What's going on, everybody? This is the home stretch. You're almost out of the woods, and the woods here, of course, being this episode of Syrup Moose Radio. I got a brand new one up next here from Lamb of God called Into Oblivion. If it's somehow an old song or whatever, don't tell me that. The music video said 3 days ago, and I only have so much time to put these together. So, all right, this is the brand new Lamb of God, Into Oblivion, on Syramoose Radio. I hope you enjoy it.
is the bed I'm sick of pretending to be nice. Is that wrong? Don't worry, I won't take my pants off a peepee.
Memmi with Get Da Faka, and before that you heard Lamb of God Into Oblivion. You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. This is the final voice break, I guess. If, I don't know what you'd call it. The final time that you will hear me talk this episode. And it's just really to plug literally everything. So for more from the show, more episodes and all that kind of stuff, definitely you need to head to smithersradio.ca. Every episode is there. This is the 96th episode of this show, and I truly cannot believe that it's still going and that I've had the stamina to keep going, considering, you know, there's been a lot going on and I've been very tired, but this show, I really enjoy getting to share music with y'all and maybe radicalize a couple of you into filthy socialists or anarchists or whatever. It's just a pleasure, so I'm glad that I get to do it. So smithersradio.ca, thank you to them, or .com, .ca, .com. Try them both. Go to both. Give them both the hits. And, you know, just thank you to them for believing in this show as much as you do. If in terms of the things that you can do, if you want to know more about me, you can go to themarsh.ca. That is the most direct way to get your hands on everything that I am up to. It's got links to all my social media stuff, all my music, all the radio, all the other programs that all the other projects that I am working on. If you want to just skip all that and send me an email, you can do so, syrupmoosterecords@gmail.com. I cannot not tell you. End of the month, the first album release from Syrup Moose Records in 2026. We have been gone for a year. The label is back. I run this label out of my house in Hazleton. But the first album we're releasing is called Phases. It is by an ambient artist from parts unknown. And they are called Twilight Phenomenon. The first song on that album, Twilight Phenomenon, was on the show last week. You can also hear it on Bandcamp, syrupmoosterecords.bandcamp.com, or ampwell.com/a/syrupmoosterecords. And I think I put it on YouTube, so follow Syrup Moose Records on YouTube. While you're at it, follow The Marsh on YouTube, and just go to themarsh.ca and follow all the things that you find there. You can also support me for some reason or another on Ko-fi, which is sort of like Patreon, but they give more money to the people you're supporting. Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/themarsh. You can join for $1 a month or $5 a month, and I hope you will. It supports everything that I'm doing, so do that. And there's also cool shirts and all that stuff over on themarsh.ca. So, I mean, really, if you like what I'm doing and you want to support, you need to, number one, donate to CICK or whichever radio station you're hearing this on. Your local independent radio, they exist through the kindness and generosity of the listeners. And if you like these things, you have to support them, because straight up, they're kind of the like a vestige or like the last bastion of speech and covering the stories that aren't being covered and sharing the music that's not being shared. Like, these are so critically important, and I guarantee you, if it's not in your town, there is somewhere near you with a community radio station that you should be supporting, which I guess is redundant if you're hearing this on a community radio station, but support them locally. If you're just passing through and are listening to the local station, hey, what's up? Also, go home, support your own station. These stations are they're labors of love, and the least we can do, I think, is support. So smithersradio.com to support that one. Look up all the other ones. Look up community radio in your community. Go be on the radio. You have an idea for a show? Send them an email. They want programming. Heck, they'll probably drop my spot if you got a good idea. So go and do a show. I think that's all of the plugs. I think. God. Yeah, there's lots going on. I have music in a video game. It's called Odyssey Starship Pinball or Spaceship Pinball, and it's on Steam, and it's $5, and you should play that. I should still do a stream of that. I've been thinking I should stream playing it maybe in a week. I don't know. I don't know, man. Everyone just take a breath. I'm deeply grateful to continue to have the platform that I have, and I hope that I do things with it that are worthwhile at the very least. Even if it's just that you like the music that I recommend and having a chat with me over the radio. But I hope that there's something positive that comes from this show. You know, it means a lot to me too. So I do hope that you guys like it and that you'll come back every week, because I will try anyway to be here every week. So, you know, yeah, I think that's nice. Anyway, as I said, folks, this is the end of the episode. We are going to go out on a song, another song that's been stuck in my head. I've been attempting to teach myself to DJ, which is way harder than I thought it was going to be. I was really thinking I'd be able to just sort of transfer my skills from the production end into that, but not so. But one of the things that I've heard and haven't heard in a long time is a song called I Can't Stop by Flux Pavilion, which I remember from my younger days anyway. I was a big EDM head back in when I lived in Vancouver and went to film school and was cool. And I remember enjoying that one quite a bit, so we're going to play that. And that's going to be how we end this show. But I do have a few bars left on my recording studio, so I probably should fill that time with more inane yammering. I hope you guys find something in the next week that brings you joy. Find a new hobby, pick up an old one, do something kind to and for yourself and the people around you, and try to look, I have my favorite phrase is right now anyway is do no harm but take no shit. Doing no harm does not mean letting people do harm to you, and you know, you don't have to put up with those people in your life that are bad, or those people in, you know, around you who are abusive. So do no harm, take no shit, and go to your public library. Guys, I'm telling you, books, they're great. I've been on a reading kick this year so far, and I've been really enjoying it. It's been good. I feel like I was in a slump there for a minute, and I'm finally starting to break out. I just started reading the book Out, and the author has completely escaped my brain, so we'll probably just talk books next week or something. What are your favorite books? Tell me what you're reading and what you like, and how often do you go to your public library, and why isn't it constantly? Go to your public library. They're good. They're great. And if they're not, fix them. All right, folks, this has been Syrup Moose Radio. This is Flux Pavilion with I Can't Stop. I'll see you next week.
You're listening to